Thriller Sounds of Shalimar from the Friends album, and a track by the same name. Anyhow, where were we up to? Yes, well, we'd explained why Mike Doyle and Mr. Monaghan have now been sacked, and there isn't anything else to discuss about that, so there's no point in you coming round. If any of the other DJs don't agree, well, you can be sacked as well. It's as simple as that. And that's the easiest and simplest way to run the radio station. I'll be in control, I'll do the hiring and firing, and I'll do the operating of it. And anyone who doesn't agree with that now, you can go. You can go where you like, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Eh? Yeah, the missus wants to know if she can be sacked. Yeah, she was very nearly sacked the other night. Anyhow, very interesting story now. If you thought letterboxes were for putting mail through or newspapers, then you've got a big shock coming up for you, because they're not. Wait till I tell you about this. The other night while I was out at Roger D's house, we were tuning up and down and we heard this carrier. Just a carrier it was, on 266 or thereabouts, 264 it is, that's what they're announcing it as anyhow, it's MAR on 264, and the legendary Mr. John Dwyer. So we thought, immediately we thought, ah, must be Bert Williams. So we jumped in the car and we trundles off up to Bert's house, and it isn't Bert Williams, no, he doesn't know anything about it. So plans were made and we thought we'll go and track this radio station down and see where it's coming from. So we jumped into the car and we all trundled off, and I'm not going to tell you where we trundled off to, because that's very unfair, and it's not done in pirate radio. So anyhow, we get to where they're coming from, and you wouldn't believe it. So we tracks it down to the exact door, and we're just about to knock on the door, and we decided it may not be that particular house, it may be another house. So we goes across the road and we stands over the road, and the door swings open of this house that we thought it was at, and who should come out but Willy Wombat. Oh, it's lovely this, really. Oh, it really is. So you can imagine gasps of horror and amazement. Willy Wombat. Now, these are odd creatures, these wombats, because they're very nocturnal, and you're very lucky to see one, although there has been reports of certain ones being seen. I mean, they're not normally found this far north, but there has been reports of ones being seen in the Claughton and Oxton area, and occasionally on the Ford Estate as well. So anyhow, and as soon as this wombat saw us, oh dear, it was back in the house and it bolted all the doors. I don't know what he thought we were going to do. We'd only come to see what was going on. So anyhow, that was fine. So a decision was made then that this could possibly be a lesser spotted letterbox wombat, but we weren't certain about this, so deadly silence arose and everything was silent apart from me, who was doubled up laughing because I just can't keep myself contented with these sort of things. And an approach was made to the letterbox. Very gingerly the letterbox was lifted with a stick, and there was no sound, and then a set of eyes appeared at the letterbox. Oh, it was wonderful. And indeed, yes, it was. It was a lesser-spotted letterbox wombat. How about that, then, eh? And he wouldn't let us in. He didn't want to talk to us. We were only being friendly. So, fair enough. Carry on, indeed. Carry on. What's about that for a story?
Play the next record.
Play the next record, yeah. Anyhow, next record coming up. This is Sweet Dreams, and I'm never giving up, apparently. Sweet Dreams and I'm Never Giving Up. That symbolises just how I feel about pirate radio at the moment. Very, very happy today. No offence meant by that, those last few jokes, Mr. Wombat. Just I saw the funny side of it, you see, because we'd only come to have a chat to you and you didn't seem very sociable at all. So, anyhow, never mind. Now then, some information about the Merseyside Free Radio Association. As you know, I've said in the past, that once we get all the stations together, then we're going to write to all the people who have written in. It's about 130 of you now written in, and it's quite a good response. I'm very, very pleased. So, the next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, the 20th of July. I'm not going to disclose the location over the air, because I don't want hundreds of people there. I just want all the people from all the stations that are interested. If you're not interested, well, don't bother coming, because there's no point in you coming just to cause trouble. But everybody's going to be invited this time. I'm going to personally go round and invite everybody. And that's taking place on Wednesday, the 20th of July. So you're probably getting a little note slipped through your door, because I know where to find you all. before then, and if you want to come, it'll have the address on and the time, and you're welcome to come over and air your views. And representatives from most of the stations on Merseyside will be present. And any commotion that's caused or anything, well, that can hopefully be peacefully resolved. That's the idea of the association, is to promote free radio on Merseyside, not to give it a bad name, as it's had in the past, but to do something about it, and to get all the stations united. Whether or not they all broadcast together doesn't matter, but as long as they're all friendly, at least, that's a good start. So that's on Wednesday, the 20th of July, but I'll be coming to see you all before then, and anybody that wants to come along is more than welcome to come along. And we hope we get all our differences sorted out, because there are still a few differences that want sorting out, really. But anyhow, back to MAR. It's announced as 264, 1125 or 1134, but rather fancy it's a mid-channel crystal myself, because it's got a dreadful howl after 10 o'clock at night. But I don't think that will worry them too much, because I don't think they'll be broadcasting until midnight. So the test transmissions have been very good, if you're listening, Mr. Wombat. The signal's very strong, the modulation's pretty good. Somewhat of a removal from your conventional type of modulation, I would say, listening to it. I can usually tell what type of transmitter it is by listening to the carrier. I've heard that one somewhere before, but I have to get my old tapes out and play them through till we find out whose it was or whose it is or what kind it is, at least. Possibly a Catford one, I think. Maybe not. Maybe it's a Wombat one. Anyhow, it's doing very well. It's quite a good signal. And you're doing very well with it, anyhow. So, and the announced start for that station is the 2nd of July. That's next Saturday, I think. So it'll be worth tuning in just to see what they're like. And my only criticism is, or my only comment is, what about the Bishop? Because it just wouldn't be cricket without Steve Bishop, would it? Afternoon, Steve. Hope you're going to be on it. Because it wouldn't be the same without you, you know. Not quite, anyhow. Here's an oldie from, flick this, that's number three, isn't it? Yeah. Flick that, and here's an oldie from Adam Ant. It's called Deutsche Girls.